With an introduction like that, I think I just won't read. After hearing all those poems tonight, I thought you might like a recipe for how they are written. Poem soup. On Midsummer's Eve, snap pods, shock stanzas, pop ideas like bubble wrap. Bring 1 quart pea-sized concepts to a rolling boil. Add syllable scallions, leaks of memory, slice images paper thin. Simmer words till pale green froth gathers its essence. Transfer soup to blender, drape towel over title. Pulse at high speed, pour pureed poem into soup bowl. Now you know how it's done. Thanks, Jim. On aging. G.K. Chesterton said, "The poets have been mysteriously silent on the subject of cheese." Age matters not, Billy Burke reminds us, unless you're wine or cheese. I began as baby brie, ripened into camembert, softened as I made my way. I bloomed in Roquefort, enjoyed each round of provolone and pepper jack. I turned to cork, avoided Swiss craters. Appenzell and Asiago called to me. Gruyere melts in my mouth. I read aloud Chesterton's sonnet to Stilton, sniffed the bouquet. My baguette and I grow crusty. We mellow in Gouda. Rabbi Ben Ezra notes, the last of life for which the rest was made. This is the time of year of school picnics. I don't know how many of you attended school picnics in your youth. It always rained on school picnic day. We ducked into the Penny Arcade, collected postcards of Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, Hopalong Cassidy with Topper. I had to try the claw, which hovered over the chute, but never captured the rhinestone watch I coveted. When the sun came out, we checked in with Mother at the picnic grove. After a chipped ham sandwich, we'd ride the ponies singing, "Back in the Saddle Again." We crowded together on the tilt-a-whirl, crashed into one another on the bumper cars, sparks igniting on the ceiling. Later, we entered the laugh and ride, hoping for a stolen kiss in the dark. Since they took 3 tickets, we had to choose between the dips and racing whippet, twin coasters racing on a single track. Leaving our stomachs on the bank curve, we pressed the release bar at the end of the ride. After dark, we rode the Ferris wheel. When our car stopped at the very top, we rocked suspended in the Milky Way above the carousel. At Danceland on the hill, older couples swirled the maple floor to Tommy Dorsey. My cousin lost his front tooth in a fight over a girl. When I return to Westview today, I shop at the plaza where I once rode the swings. Kennywood took them. I sometimes stop at Isley's for a Klondike and look at the framed photos of the dips. And finally, perhaps you've noticed that there was a big news article about a Star Trek figure, Scotty, whose ashes were taken up into outer space. This is called Beam Us Up. There's an epigraph from Ernesto Cardenal. "We come from the stars, and to them we shall return." Tracing a fiery arc across the night sky, Falcon 9 with its Dragon capsule enters orbit, bearing Doonan's ashes. His remains soar beyond Earth's atmosphere. Going where man has gone before, Scotty joins his creator, Roddenberry, in the final frontier. When my time comes, no sky burial for me. Don't bother paying $3,000 for my celestial launch. Scatter my ashes in the Atlantic off Sunset Beach. Lift a flute of cold duck. Salute the morning. You may find me shining on the sand like a Cape May diamond.